Can you tell us a little bit about the Antarctic Cities Youth Expedition and what it's all about?
Yes, certainly. The Antarctic Youth Expedition is part of Australia Research Council linkage project that we're working with the municipalities of Hobart, Christchurch and other partners. And it's a project about understanding and fostering the cultural relationship between the gateway cities with the Antarctic and trying to create networks among the cities of stewardship and custodianship of this very fragile and important region of the world. So the expedition is part of the project, and we are traveling with five young leaders from five gateway cities to try, well, first of all, for them to understand what it means to live and to work in the Antarctic. Some of the listeners and you may have heard the record of temperature was broken 2 days ago in Argentinian base, close to where we are going to be, 18 degrees Celsius. So it's a territory in transformation. Climate change has had a huge impact. So the five young leaders are going to see for themselves, experience for themselves what's going on. But the purpose of the trip is a bit more long-term as well. And when they go back to their cities, the plan is that we are all going to work on an Antarctic youth coalition of sorts. The idea is that these students engage and activate youth in their cities and try to develop something a bit more concrete, such as a coalition, to continue working to the future.
Wow. What was the process of finding these five young people?
We did a call through the five cities, through our partners in each of the cities. They had to send a two-minute video and a 500-word document expressing their interest, their knowledge of their cities, the importance of the Antarctic, and how they saw their role as leaders into the future, coming back and leading this network that we're trying to create. So we had around 100 applications, and we had to choose five, so it was very difficult because there were many young, talented people in all the cities, so it was really hard to choose five. We could have chosen another 15 or so.
Wow. Yeah. I can imagine it would have been quite a process. Now, yeah. You yourself have been to Antarctica a few times. What's it like there?
Yeah, this will be my fourth time. I have the feeling it may be the last one, hopefully not, as the project wraps up. I was there for the first time in 2012. Then 2013 and 2014, I made a film, and I had the opportunity to discuss it here to SER a couple of years ago. It's an interesting place like no other. It's a community of people from many countries coming together, sharing resources, sharing stories. The landscape is breathtaking. It's very rocky and very icy, full of animals that are very curious to know you. So when you walk around and you go to the penguin sites, and there are very strict ways of relating to the penguins. You cannot just walk over and start to touch them, but if you stay still, they come to you and they smell you and they want to know you. There's some dangerous animals as well, as leopard seals and killer whales. It's just a beautiful place that I think people should know more about it. At the moment, if you're a scientist, a tradie or a tourist with some, good amount of money, you can go. But it would be important to democratize the Antarctic at the same time as we make more efforts to protect it for humankind.
Absolutely. How have you seen it changed over the 8 or so years that you've been going?
Yeah, this is a very interesting question. And we were discussing this the first time I went there 8 years ago. It was really, really cold this summer. I've been there only in summer, which is January and February, like in Australia. There was a lot of snow. It was very cold. We had temperatures of minus 15, minus 20. Today, 2 days ago, we had plus 18. So the temperatures have gone up very abruptly in a very, very short period. There's many studies about animals moving south because of heat and also because of increased human presence. And I guess everyone or many people have heard about ongoing melting of big chunks of ice sheets and glaciers and creating these floating icebergs that are more and bigger each year. So the change is really, really abrupt. I'm very sad in many ways.
I can imagine. I think anyone who has even has an experience it is, you know, very sad to see what's happening. I can't imagine what it would be like to actually see it with your own eyes changing.
I'm a bit scared, to be honest. I'll be there in 2 days and I'm a bit scared of what I'm going to see. Some of the friends from the expedition that are there, Elias Bartisevich, who is the leader of INACH, the Chilean Antarctic Institute, who is already there, has been sending pictures and it looks scarily hot and warm.
Well, today in Sydney, it's 21 degrees. That's only three off what it was a few
days.
That's right. In Antarctica.
That's a very good way to put it, yeah.
There are obviously a lot of concerns and a lot of fears, but what are you most excited about this trip?
Well, I'm really excited about the youth engagement. I've had the opportunity to work with the Chilean Antarctic Institute with young leaders before in 2012 and 2013, and it was a wonderful experience from which I learned a lot. And looking at how young people look at the future and embrace Antarctica as part of their future is a really inspiring thing, you know, looking forward. I really have high hopes for us as a team to, when we return, develop some form of coalition of youth from the cities, and that's really inspiring and a really positive outcome.
Well, have an absolutely fantastic trip. We can't wait to hear what it was like when you all return. One, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Jess.